ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 28 टेक्स्ट नंबर 3। तेजसे निद्रयापन्ने इन्द्रस्थो नष्टचेतना मायां प्राप्नोति मृत्युं वा तद्वन्नानार्थदृक् पुमान् तेजसि निद्रयापन्ने पिण्डस्थो नष्टचेतना मायां प्राप्नोति मृत्युं वा तद्वन्नानार्थदृक् पुमान् तेजसे निद्रयापन्ने पिण्डस्थो नष्टचेतना मायां प्राप्नोति मृत्युं वा तद्वन्नानार्थदृक् पुमान् तेजसे when the senses which are the products of false ego in the mode of passion nidraya by sleep apanne are overcome in the shell of the material body staha the soul who is situated Nasta Chetana, having lost his consciousness, Mayam, the illusion of dreaming, Rapnoti, he experiences Mrityum, the death-like condition of deep sleep, va, or tadvad, in the same way, nanartha, in terms of material varieties, drik, who sees, kuman, a person, translation. Just as the embodied spirit soul loses external consciousness, when his senses are overcome by the illusion of dreaming or the death-like state of deep sleep, so a person experiencing material duality must encounter illusion and death. Please repeat. Just as the embodied spirit soul loses external consciousness when his senses are overcome by the illusion of dreaming, or the death-like state of deep sleep. So a person experiencing material duality must encounter illusion and death. Report. The material senses are described here as tejasa, because they are born of the false ego and the mode of passion. Impelled by false ego, one dreams of the material world without the personality of Godhead and makes plans to lord it over nature, to exploit her resources. Modern atheistic scientists have developed this false ego to a fine art and imagine themselves great heroes conquering the obstacles of nature and moving forward toward inevitable omniscience. Such dreamy materialists are repeatedly stunned by the crushing reactions of the laws of nature. And their arrogant, agnostic civilizations are repeatedly annihilated by world wars, natural disasters, and violent shift of cosmic situation. On a simpler level, all conditioned souls are captivated by sex attraction and thus bound to the illusion of material society, friendship, and love. They imagine themselves to be wonderful enjoyers of the material nature, which suddenly turns against them and kills them, just like the tamed animal that suddenly turns on its master and kills him. End of purport. So, what we are learning here today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter number 28, Text number 3. Lord Krishna is speaking to his dearmost friend Uddhava in this canto. As you all know, this is the most confidential knowledge called Uddhava Gita. Just like Lord Krishna spoke to Arjun on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, this is part of Uddhava Gita, Canto 11. And this is a very wonderful verse explaining the process of the conditioned soul, what he is going through, what is happening to him in this material world. That is being described here by Lord Krishna. So we will examine this verse step by step. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swa Padantikam Tejase Nidraya Panne. The conditioned soul is like in a sleeping state. Embodied spirit soul. Who is this embodied spirit soul? That is all of us. Everyone has a body. Whoever has come to the material world from the spiritual world, he is forced to take a body. That is why he is called the embodied spirit soul. He is not the liberated spirit soul, but the embodied spirit soul, or the conditioned soul, trapped inside this material body, which is made of eight elements. What are the eight elements? The material body is made of Bhumi apo nalo vayu kham mano buddhi evacha ahankara iti amme Vinna prakruti ashtada. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that this is my separated energy, vinna prakruti. The external energy is this separated energy. And the internal energy of Krishna is the united energy together with Krishna. So Krishna has one energy, internal energy. Where is the internal energy? That is in this spiritual world. That is internal energy. And external energy, that is the material world. The material energy is Vinna Prakruti, made of 8 elements. 5 gross elements. This body, gross body, is made of 5. What are the 5 gross elements? Bhumi, Apo, Nalo, Vayu. Earth, water, fire, air and ether. And what are the subtle elements? The subtle body is made of Man, Buddhi, Ahankara. Mind, intelligence and false ego. So everybody is under the control of the Maya Devi or the external energy made of these 8 elements. And he is, this embodied soul is being punished by the material energy. So we will examine what is the punishment of the soul who has come here. Why he has come here and why he is getting the punishment. So we are going to examine that. The spirit soul, he is, Lord Krishna says, Mamai vāṅśo jīva loke jīva bhūta sanātana. Mana sastāni indriyāni prakriti sthāni karsati. In the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Mamai vāṅśo. This embodied spirit soul is actually my part and parcel. He is my amsha. Everybody, every atma, every spirit soul is a vibhinna amsha. He is a tiny spiritual particle, part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore Krishna says he is sanatana, he is eternal. But he has forgotten that he is eternal. And he's trapped inside this body and he's thinking that he's his body, he's not the soul. That is why in this verse Lord Krishna is describing Tejasya Nidraya Panne Nasta Chetasa. Nasta Chetana means now his Chetana is Nasta, is destroyed. He has forgotten himself. He doesn't know who actually he is. And he's thinking in the terms of his bodily identification. So, because of that, he is falling into duality. What kind of duality the spirit soul is experiencing in the material world? This is my friend, that one is my enemy. This thing is good, that thing is not good. I like this, I don't like that. All of these things are called dualities in the material world. So, this kind of duality binds the living entity in the material world more and more, karma bandhana. Out of the false concept of reality, he is performing activities not knowing that what will be the result of my actions. He makes mistakes in this material world. And for every mistake he makes, the Maya Devi material energy is ready to punish him. The laws of material nature are very stringent laws. Mama Maya Duratyaya. Devi Esha Gunamai. Mama Maya Duratyaya. Krishna says, this is my material energy is insurmountable and this material energy will punish you. Cheshtastesa in Brahma Samhita, Maya Devi's description is that Ichanu Rupa Cheshtate. She chastises, she punishes the living entities as she wishes, as she wants. Nobody can stop her. She will punish. Every time you make a mistake, she's going to give you a punishment. So people wonder, why I am getting punished? I am such a nice fellow. Because he may have committed some mistakes before, in this life or in the previous life. Right now he may be a nice man, but because he committed some mistake before, so for that, now the punishment time is there. So he is getting punished. This is called the cycle of karma. Every action has equal and opposite reaction. If I slap you, you want to slap me back. That is natural. So that is called law of karma. Every action has reaction. If somebody says, I want to kill a chicken and enjoy, eat the chicken. So when he kills the chicken feels the pain. And therefore, when the chicken is killed, he gets the right to kill the person who is killing the chicken. So, when the chicken gets his next chance, he has the right to kill this man who is killing the chicken. Any animal, any human being, anybody. If you hurt somebody, there will be reaction. If you kill somebody, there is also, he gets the right to kill you. So this is called law of karma. So everybody is bound up by these laws of karma and suffering these different punishments in the material world. So how to release this suffering soul from this material miseries, from this miserable material world, and transfer him to the spiritual world? The spiritual world, there is no punishment. There is no external energy. There is only internal energy made of Satchidananda, eternality, bliss and knowledge. And the spirit soul is also Satchidananda, Vigraha. Spirit soul has an eternal form made of blissful and knowledge, full of knowledge. So, if this suffering soul can transfer himself to the spiritual world, then he can be out of all the trouble. But can he go on his own to the spiritual world? No, he cannot. So therefore, Krishna says, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta Jigyasu Shreya Uttama. Therefore, you must accept a bona fide spiritual master who is a very wonderful devotee of Lord Krishna. He knows Krishna perfectly well. He is in contact with Krishna. Tasmad, therefore you must take shelter of the lotus feet of such a pure devotee spiritual master. Also in Bhagavad Gita he says, Tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasthena sevaya upadeshanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. That if you want to know the real truth, the absolute truth, the supreme absolute truth, if you want to find out who you are really and you want to end this cycle of suffering, put an end to all the suffering, miseries, then you must approach a bona fide spiritual master. Pranipat, you must pay your obeisances. Pariprasna, you must ask him question. My dear Guru Maharaj, I want to know one thing. Only. What is that one thing? Sevaya, how can I serve you? How can I make you happy? Please, you give me instruction. So, upadeshanti te jnanam. When the spiritual master is pleased with the disciple, with the student, then he will give the instructions. Jnanam. And he will give the real knowledge. Jnanina tattva darshina. So, he is the Tattva Darshi because he knows the Supreme Absolute Truth. He is Self-Realized Soul. He is in contact with the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. And he can connect you with Lord Sri Krishna. So, this is the greatest achievement. To know Krishna and to be in contact with Krishna. But only the spiritual master can do it for you. So therefore Krishna says, you must approach a bona fide spiritual master. And the spiritual master, he will teach you bhakti yoga. What is bhakti yoga? First of all, he will teach you how to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Spiritual master, he teaches you how to chant purely Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He teaches you Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. How to study Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. Every day, Nityam Bhagavat Sevaya. Every day, how to study Bhagavad Gita and how to be in the company of devotees. Asat Sang Tyagai Vaishnavachar. If you want to become a pure devotee, you must take the company of pure devotees and give up the Asat Sangha. Here in this particular verse, Lord Krishna is focusing on this aspect, and in the purport also, the same thing is discussed here. That what is Asat Sangha? Sat Sangha means Sadhu Sangha. The association and service of pure devotees is Sat Sangha. Sat Sangha Chadi Kainu Asate Vilas. Asat people means those who are interested in temporary material achievements, material sense gratification, etc. They are not interested in the self-realization. In solving the problems of life, they are not interested. But they are interested in the flickering sense gratification. So therefore, there are two kinds of people, the devotees and the non-devotees. The devotees are interested in self-realization and God-realization, Krishna-realization. To know one's own self and to know Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, as long as the duality of the material world is there, then the true knowledge cannot enter inside the heart. Bhayam dvitiya abhinivesha tasyat. As long as there is an agenda separate from Krishna. I want to do something in the material world, but I don't want Krishna. I want to have my own world. I want to enjoy my own way without Krishna. So that is called bhayam abhinivesh. That produces fear in the heart. And that produces duality. This is how the duality is created. And these dualities are the root cause of all the trouble that the conditioned soul is suffering from. So, the devotees, they are free from duality. Nirdvandva nitya sattvasto niryoga kshema atmavan. Nirdvandva means no duality. He is atmavan. Devotee is always absorbed in Atma, Atma and Paramatma. He is fully connected with the Supreme Lord Krishna in the form of Paramatma, Super Soul, in the form of Lord Krishna himself in his original form in Golok Vrindavan. The 16-year-old boy, Krishna, enjoying with his devotees, with his Gopa and the Gopis, Nanda and Yashoda. So, the devotee, he is in connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is free from duality. Whereas, the non-devotee class, they cannot understand the spiritual nature, the spiritual reality, because they are trapped in the duality. So, repeatedly, they are getting punished by the material energy. How the material energy punishes the living entities, the non-devotee class? Three different ways. Adhyatmik, Adhibhautik and Adhidaivik. Adhyatmik means the punishment that one gets because of his own body and mental disorders, mental tension, stress, problems with the mind. That is adhyatmik. Adi bhautik means the other people giving trouble. The neighbors are giving trouble, or the government, doctors, lawyers, some other people giving trouble, other living entities are giving trouble. The bacteria, viruses, different diseases causing trouble to the person. These are all coming under Adi Bhautik. That is second kind of misery given by the material energy. And the third kind of misery or trouble is Adi Daivik. The troubles given by the demigods. Recently, if you know, there was a very big problem in South India. There was flooding. And the rivers, they flooded, overflooded. And so many people got killed, so many people, hundreds of thousands of people lost their houses. Nice, beautiful house with furniture, TV, everything nice, but it is all gone. And now they are homeless. Hundreds of thousands of people are homeless. Still, they are living in the shelters in South India. Very big disaster. Because of the flooding, because of severe rain. In Indonesia, just a few days ago, there was a big earthquake. Also a lot of damage to the property. A lot of devastation. Different places we see this Adi Daivik miseries coming. In Hawaii is a beautiful place. A lot of people, they go tourist place, Hawaii. But the volcano, was throwing lava profusely, fiery lava was coming out. And suddenly there was a firebomb of lava, explosion. A lot of damage also to the properties. In a nice place like Hawaii, people think it is like a heavenly place. How this trouble is coming. So that is example of Adi Daivik misery. So these three different kinds of miseries are thrown by the material energy to the conditioned souls repeatedly, again and again. Different places, everybody faces some difficulty, some trouble in life. But the devotee, he takes immediately, he is seeking shelter of Lord Krishna for protection. And he gets the protection as soon as he chants, he starts chanting Hare Krishna. He starts studying Bhagavad Gita Bhagavatam in the company of the pure devotees. His problem gets solved gradually. He can come out of these dualities. But there are, Krishna says, four kinds of people. Na mam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradama. Maya aprita jnana asurim bhavam ashrita. These four kinds of people, no matter what happens, they never come to me. They don't want to. Na mam, they are the duskritina people. So in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna is describing these four kinds of people in detail and how they don't want to take shelter of Lord Krishna. And then in Prahlad Maharaj in Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 5th chapter, text number 30, also he's describing Matina Krishne Parato Svatova Mitho Vipadyeta Grihavratana. Ata Adanta Gobi Punah Punah Charvita Charvanana Vishatam Tamisram Punah Punah Charvita Charvanana. So what Prahlad Maharaj is saying in Bhagavatam, 7th canto, Matina Krishna, that he does not want to worship Krishna, he does not want to think about Krishna. He has nothing to do with Krishna. He says, I don't want Krishna, I have no interest. I want to do something else, but not Krishna. Krishna consciousness, I don't want. Matir na Krishna. No matter how much you try to convince him, he does not want to do it. Paratosvatova. You can try and try, but he is not interested. Mithobi padyeta griha vratanam. He is only interested in material achievement, pursuit of material sense gratification. Adanta gobi. And his senses are uncontrolled. Because he has no control over his senses, he is called a godas. This godas, or the servant of the senses, is running around just to satisfy his senses. And what is his destination? Vishatam tamisram. He goes to hell. He goes to the darkest region of hell. Because in spite of getting good advice to take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, he does not want to do it. So then he must proceed to hell. Adanta gopi vishatam tamisram. Puna puna charvita. Again and again he is punished by the material energy, but he keeps on trying to enjoy with his senses in this material world. And the more he tries to enjoy with his senses in the material world, the more he gets punishment from the Maya Devi. But he doesn't understand. So that is Prahlad Maharaj's statement. And Rishabhdev also says similar thing in the 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 8. Umsa striya mithuni bhavam etat. Tayor mitho. Vidaya granthi ahu. Ato grihakshetra. Sutapta vittai janasya mohoyam aham mameti. What is the problem with this person who does not want to take shelter of Lord Krishna's lotus feet? He is absorbed in sense gratification. Mithuni bhavam etat. And because he is absorbed, he is only attracted that how I can have nice life without Krishna consciousness. So this kind of hridaya granthi, that how I can enjoy with my senses in a material world, he is fixed on this idea. And that is forming a knot in his heart. And this knot is giving him a lot of trouble in the heart. But he does not want to understand. Tayo mitho hridaya granthi ahu. And he is tied up into this material consciousness in this society, friendship and love concept. Janasya mohoyam aham mameti. That I am the enjoyer and everything is for my enjoyment. My family is for my enjoyment. My wife is for my enjoyment. My children are for my enjoyment. My friends, they are also for my enjoyment. So Krishna says, this kind of people, they have a completely wrong concept of life. In the 16th chapter, 14, text number 14, he says, this kind of people, what is their mentality? How do they think? Ishwaroham aham bhogi. Siddhoham balavan sukhi. I am the Ishwara. I am the controller. There is no God. I am the God. Aham bhogi. I am the enjoyer. Siddhoham. I am the perfect human being. I cannot make any mistake. I am perfect. Siddhoham balavan sukhi. I am very strong, Balwan, Sukhi, I am very happy. So he has all these kinds of concepts, and under these concepts, even though he is suffering, aneka chitta vibranta moha jala samavrita prasakta kama bhogeshu patante narake suchau. This kind of people, Krishna says, they are wrapped up in lot of anxieties. Their minds are completely in stress and anxiety, filled with anxiety. Moha jala samavrita. They are captured in the network of anxiety and suffering. Prasakta kama bhogeshu. Why? Because they are prasakta. They are totally absorbed in kama and bhoga. Krishna buliya jiva bhoga vancha kare. Forgetting Krishna, they are just simply dreaming about how to enjoy with their senses, bhogavancha. Ata eva maya tare japatiya dare. So therefore the Maya Devi is beating them up, punishing them. We discussed the punishment, what kind of three different punishment Maya Devi is giving. So Lord Krishna says in 16th chapter that this kind of people, they are patanti narake suchau. They are very unclean, very dirty people, and they fall down into naraka, in the hell, hellish punishment. In this life they are suffering, and after dying they have more suffering waiting for them. Patanti narake. They go to hell. So it's a very disastrous story if one does not take advantage of the human form of life. He does not try for self-realization, for God realization, for Krishna realization, for serving Krishna, for serving devotees, for serving the holy name, for serving the Vaishnavas. He does not want to try any of these things. He does not want to take shelter of the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master. Then what is his destination? Krishna says he has a very dark future. His destination is very bad. Unimaginable suffering is waiting for him. So what is the solution? Mahat sevam dwaram ahur vimukte. Mahat sevam. Who is saying this? Rishabhdev in Bhagavatam. That only by serving the pure devotees, the dwaram, the gateway to mukti, to the spiritual world, transfer yourself to Golokdham Vrindavan. You must serve the Mahat, the great devotees of Lord Krishna. Those intimate associates of Lord Krishna, if you serve them by chance, then your door for liberation is wide open. Mahat sevam dwaram ahur vimukta. But if you fail to do that, you don't want to open the dwaram for liberation, tamod dwaram yoshitam sanghi sangam. And if you want to get absorbed in the material sense enjoyment, tamod dwaram, you must go to hell. To the darkest region of hell, the gateway opens. Srividam narakasyedam dwaram nasham atmana kama krodha tatha lobha. So this gateway to hell is opened up when one associates with worldly minded people, yoshitam sanghi sangam. Those who are only interested in sense enjoyment, in sex with the opposite sex, sexual affairs, and material sense enjoyment, finding out different techniques how to enjoy with the senses. So these kind of people, they are opening tamodvaram. So no matter how much you try to convince them, they don't want to open their gateway to liberation. They don't want to associate with the pure devotees. So here Krishna says that these kind of people, they think that Maya Devi, I can take charge of Maya Devi. What is material energy? What is Maya Devi? I can conquer very easily. She's nothing in front of me. I can conquer Maya Devi. So they have this mentality, they think like that. They think that Maya Devi is like a pet dog. It's my pet. I saw one video. There was a cage and there is a lion inside the cage. And one man, he went near the cage to take the picture of the lion. And as he put his camera, his phone, close to the cage, there are bars on the cage. And the lion is on the other side. So he's trying to take a picture without the bar. And the lion jumped and captured his hand. And then he pulled him inside. But the bars are narrow, so, but the lion is so strong animal. And this video, somebody was taking the video, so I saw. And he pulled him, so the bars were bending a little bit, and his shoulders went inside, and the whole man, finally his head also went inside, and the whole man is inside the animal, the lion was able to drag the man inside all the way. And it's so horrible, and everybody is shouting and screaming, the other people who are there near the cage. So after a couple of minutes, somebody had called the guard with the gun. So the man came with the gun, the guard, and he shot the lion 4 times. He shot him. So finally the lion fell down on the ground and he released the man. Then they opened the cage and they grabbed the person, the injured person. I don't know whether he was killed or, because the lion had captured him from his neck and he had dragged him inside the cage a little bit. So then he must have been taken in the ambulance to the hospital. Whether he survived or died, I don't know. But you can see the ferocious nature of these animals. Some people, they keep these wild animals in their homes also. You know, I saw one man, he has a tiger in his home roaming around. So I'm wondering, like, what happens at night time when he's sleeping? The tiger is roaming around in the house. And how can you trust a tiger? He's keeping him as a pet. Some people, they have the python. One man had a python, big, gigantic python. And he was playing with his python, and on his shoulder he had kept the python. And suddenly the python started squeezing the neck and choking his neck. And the person died because the python just choked the guy. Now this python was a pet animal, like his very dearmost friend. But when you keep a wild animal or things like this as your pet, then he can create a havoc. He can even kill you. So those people who think that Maya Devi is just my pet, she's nothing for me. But they are in illusion. Krishna says, they are just waiting for death. She suddenly jumps out of nowhere and the person dies. That is what this verse is describing here today. Text number 3. That Mayam prapnoti mrutyum va tadvannartha drikpuman. People don't understand this. They think Maya is nothing, it's my pet. But the Maya attacks when the person doesn't even know and the man is gone. So therefore, devotee, he understands, he takes it seriously, Krishna's instructions in Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, and he starts chanting Hare Krishna very sincerely in the company of devotees, starts studying Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, serving the pure devotees, performing bhakti yoga, nityam bhagavat sevaya, every day performing bhakti yoga. So this way he can solve his problems. And the non-devotees, they wonder, they think that devotees are wasting their time. Why they are not going out and making money? Why they are wasting their time? So they think that they are successful. But they don't realize, they don't understand, and they are not able to take advantage of the instructions of Krishna. So Krishna says that this kind of people, they get dark future. And my devotees, they get very bright future. They come back to me, to the spiritual world, to Golokdham Vrindavan. So I will stop here. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free, and you can say anything. If you like to, about today's verse, say something about today's verse. Yes, Prabhu? Anybody has any realization? I will read the translation of this verse, text number 3. Canto 11, chapter 28, text number 3. Just as the embodied spirit soul lose his external consciousness when his senses are overcome by the illusion of dreaming or the death-like state of deep sleep. So a person experiencing material duality must encounter illusion and death. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna, Vancha Kalpatarubhya, Shukripa Sindhubhya, Patita Nam Pavanabhya, Vaishnava Jo Namo.